This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, the story of a modern young woman who found her Messiah in Isaiah chapter 53. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
The 53rd chapter of Isaiah is one of the clearest Old Testament prophecies concerning the coming Messiah. It pictures the Messiah as the suffering servant, as the one who suffered the punishment that we deserve. Perhaps you can quote Isaiah verses 5 and 6 from memory. But He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon Him, and by His wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on Him the iniquity of us all. Some time ago, I was holding some evangelistic meetings with college students in Halifax, Nova Scotia. One night, after I had shared the gospel and a word of personal testimony with some students in a dorm, a young woman came up and told me how she had recently come to faith in Christ. She was of Jewish descent and been a very vocal opponent to the Christians on her campus. In fact, she had been vehemently opposed to all that they stood for. But as she read her Old Testament scriptures one day, she came to the 53rd chapter of Isaiah. And for the first time, she saw what the Christians in her dorm had been trying to tell her. The Messiah had come and had died for her. Through the reading of this passage and through the witness and prayers of Christians on her campus, she gave her life to Christ and became an outspoken witness for Him. Sometimes we read the book of Acts and wonder why miraculous things, why they don't seem to happen today. Friend, they do. Like the official from Ethiopia whom Philip led to Christ in Acts chapter 8, this young woman found her Messiah and her Savior by reading the very same passage the official from Ethiopia was reading, Isaiah 53. I want to ask you if you've ever understood what Jesus Christ has done for you and if you have accepted His love and forgiveness. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on Him, that is, on Jesus, the iniquity of us all. If you have never opened your life to Christ, you can do it today. Simply acknowledge that you have sinned, that you need Him, and want Him to be your Lord. He hears your prayers and knows your heart, and by His wounds you can be healed. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
In Dawson Trotman's classic booklet, Born to Reproduce, the founder of the Navigators presents a concept that could revolutionize your personal outreach as a Christian. We believe you'll find this booklet challenging, and we'd like to send you a free copy. Just write the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Born to Reproduce. That's the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, why the church can't afford to add while the world is multiplying. Join us as we study Isaiah chapters 58 through 66 on Daily Discipleship.